Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Johnson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Lau reaches second base with a double. Gosger throws the ball into Thomas, who tags Lau trying to return to first, for the out. Palfrey goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Green takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to home to get Malzone. Yastrzemski moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Lau takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Tillman moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Seaborn scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Blair reaches second base with a double. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to third. Horton moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Horton scores. Green moves to third. It's 7-4, Orioles. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early juggles the ball. That's an error on Early. Snyder moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Orioles. Bob Dulava now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing third base. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritchie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 11-4, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bulfari moves to third. It's 12-4, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-4 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Gosger moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-4 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.